There's an old saying that I've referred to on a number of occasions. A famous sports TV executive was once quoted as saying, "The answer to all your questions is money." And last Wednesday, I believe it was last Wednesday, certainly last week, when we got the note, and it was just very subtly put out on Twitter, that USC and UCLA were announcing they were going to leave the Pac-12 conference to join the Big Ten starting in 2024. A lot of people were like, what? Two LA schools joining the Big Ten? Why? Refer back to what I just said. The answer to all your questions is money. And I'll explain that in a minute. But first, here is UCLA athletic director Martin Jarmond.
College athletics has changed so much. It's a very dynamic time right now in our business. And with everything in the landscape changing, you're constantly evaluating what are the opportunities, what is the path forward to put your student athletes in the best position to be successful and resource and support them in the best ways.
So what is he talking about? We can boil this down to very simple facts. UCLA's athletic department budget is $30 million in debt. $30 million. The Pac-12 does not get nearly as much among its member schools in terms of the dollars they get from their media rights deals as the other conferences, the other Power Five conferences. That would be the Big 12, the Big 10, the ACC, and the SEC. Particularly, the Big 10 and SEC get five times the amount of media rights money that the Pac-12 gets. There's your reason why the LA schools are leaving. They need the money, frankly. In fact, a couple of years in the Big Ten will pretty much wipe out the deficit for UCLA and athletic director Martin Jarmond.
When you look at the landscape, the Big Ten Conference is very strong from the standpoint of the tradition, the academic fit, and the institutions there, AAU institutions, and then high-level athletics. With that combination, it just made a lot of sense for us to look at the Big Ten and call the Big Ten our home for the future.
And so where does that leave Arizona State? We've got it well established why USC and UCLA are leaving. What happens to ASU? What happens to the Pac-12? Well, let's start with ASU first. They are among four Pac-12 schools who, according to reports, are going to meet with officials of the Big 12 conference today to consider the possibility of those four schools joining the 10-team Big 12. I know that's confusing. We would assume that that would start in 2024, the same time USC and UCLA leave for the Big 10. There's also the possibility the Pac-10 in total, or Pac-12, what's left of it, will merge with the Big 12 to form a so-called super conference of 20 schools. Either way, the days of the Pac-12 as we know it are coming to an end. And again, it all centers on money and the ability to keep athletic departments solvent. A lot of people in the last few days have been very concerned about Arizona State's place in all this, but I want to assure you of something else that is very important to these discussions, and that's television. ESPN was really the one behind the move of Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC, and the Fox Network, which owns a portion of the Big Ten Network, is very much behind the move of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten. Arizona State resides in Phoenix, the number 11 TV market in the country. So wherever ASU ends up, they're going to be okay. They're still going to be in a Power Five conference. They'll still have a potential seat at the table in things like the college football playoff, because of their TV market size. I was amused by the tweets that I saw over the weekend from people who still think that college athletics is not big business. Wrong. It is. And this last couple of days should prove it to just about everybody. Remember, the answer to all your questions is money.